And you're very welcome back to the programme. And we're going straight to Ireland's only weekly astronomy show here on CRKC. And I'm delighted to welcome back, as usual, David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland. David, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Apologies, we're going to have a little shorter time this evening, but we're going to try and get through as many things as we can here, right? So let's talk about the actual main event here, because the your recent Saturn watch has been described probably as probably the best event Astronomy Ireland has ever run. What made this once in a 43 years night such a success?
Well, the rings of Saturn are tipped edge on to the Earth roughly every 15 years on average. But the last time it happened, 2009, the planet was too close to the sun to see, so there are no records of it. And the time before that was 1996. There are definitely records of that, because the Hubble Space Telescope took some fantastic photographs of it at the time. So that's the last time we got to see it, well, 1996. And the next time won't be till 2039. So that's a 43-year gap. And November was the best chance to see the rings closest to edge on. They were almost perfectly edge on in the last week or so. And we ran this Saturn watch to show people this unique view. So Saturn has never looked like this for some of the kids that came along ever in their lifetime. And very few people got to see it in 96, because you do need a powerful telescope to see the rings, especially when they're this thin and edge on. But we all got to see it. The weather was perfect.
Absolutely.
Not a cloud in the sky for the whole evening.
Wow. So it wasn't a waste of time for anyone going there, because they got to see what they went to see. That's absolutely brilliant when the weather cooperates. Now, you'll have a lot of this in the January version of the magazine, isn't that right?
Yeah, we met one person who came all the way from Cork to our headquarters and the outskirts of Dublin to see it. And we're also able to show people the planet Neptune, which was near Saturn in the sky. Less than 1 in 1 million people has ever seen that live. And the moon was right next to Saturn. Everybody in the country could see the moon, with Saturn sitting just below it. One of the reasons we chose that particular night.
Wow.
So we had a 3-in-1 solar system object. Another reason it was one of our best watches ever. There'll be another one January 21st, this time for Jupiter.
Right, okay. Now, at the event, you were given lots of advice at the event on choosing a telescope for Christmas. What are the key things that beginners should look for when buying their first telescope?
Well, optical quality always used to be the best thing to warn people about, but these days, fortunately, there are very few junk scopes, as we call them, around. And if you're looking for a telescope, if you see one rated by its magnification, that's usually a bit of advice to not touch it with a barge pole, because everybody knows magnification depends on how good the optics are and how big the telescope is. It's a misnomer that magnification is important. So any company selling their telescopes on the basis of magnification is playing on something they know to be false, and that probably tells you a lot about their ethos. So go by diameter. There are different types of telescope, lens and mirrors. There are some hybrids that use both. They tend to be very short, very compact, and also quite pricey. But the lens and mirror main ones, the lens should be at least 3 inches wide, 76 millimeters, or the mirror of a telescope should be at least 5 inches wide, and the bigger the better. And you'll get good quality telescopes like that for just a few hundred euros these days. They used to be 10 times more expensive in real terms when I was a kid, but because they're all made now abroad, the price has come down and the quality is actually quite high. And if you're in any doubt, you can always contact Astronomy Ireland. There's a bit of an advice page on our website. If you need more, one of our longer serving members will actually ring you up and give you some advice, because we want people to get the right telescope for life and stay members of Astronomy Ireland forever. So many telescopes get put in the attic because people don't know what to see with them. But if you get Astronomy Ireland magazine, every month it'll tell you a half a dozen to a dozen things you don't want to miss if you've got a telescope. So make sure you've got a guide as well as the telescope itself. In fact, definitely join the Astronomy Society first, telescope later. And if you're just on a very tight budget, get a pair of binoculars. There's a lot more you can see with those than your naked eye. And you'll still use them when you do get a telescope. I use mine every night, practically, and I've got lots of big telescopes.
now, and okay, so the best advice if you're able to afford to get the telescope, then a subscription for a year to the magazine would greatly enhance the what that person will achieve with that telescope.
Yeah.
It costs a week. Yeah.
And make sure your several hundred quid investment
okay.
is used for decades to come.
Now, we're in the final 3 nights of the visible ISS as it passes before it disappears until mid-January. We won't see it again. So what time should listeners be watching for? And can you tell us a bit about the new crew that's bringing a total to 10 people now on board?
Yeah, I've been watching it myself the last few weeks. We've been telling people about it on the radio show each week to look out. The times, the exact time to watch, are posted on our social media around sunset. Every day. We posted it today. And the time today was actually 5:23. So you've actually missed it today. You need to be checking the social media. But it'll be flying over 2 more times, tomorrow and the day after. And then that's it until January. It won't be in Irish evening skies till January. But it'll be back for every night for 2 weeks. It does that about every 2 months or so. So you get 6 windows of visibility every year, as it were. And the social media will guide you to that free of charge. Tells you other interesting things. For instance, last week
okay.
we had the space station passing in front of the moon a few times. And that new crew of 3 were launched on Thursday. So there's 10 people on it if you see it tomorrow and the day after.
Now, tell us briefly about this Thursday's supermoon.
Yeah, the moons that are full when they're at their closest to the Earth, the moon's distance varies a bit, they're called supermoons. This is the 3rd of 4 of them. Technically, it's Thursday night, but it looked to make it as good Wednesday night and Friday night. You've really got 3 chances to get a great photo of it lined up with something interesting and post that, email it in to Astronomy Ireland magazine. Again, go to the website, astronomy.ie, look at the contact section. You'll see where to send your picture to get it published in Astronomy Ireland magazine. So you've 3 nights to watch that. This is also called the cold moon, so you know why that is this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Sunday evening, Jupiter will be blazing to the right of an 88% moon as they rise in the east. You've called it the most spectacular naked eye sight of the month.
Yeah, these are the 2 brightest things we've got happening this moon. So people out walking the dog, if they haven't heard the radio show, will wonder, what's that next to the moon on Sunday night? And the answer is the planet Jupiter. That's the one we're holding the watch for next January because it's now becoming prominent and rising early enough to see. So don't miss that with the naked eye. You don't need your binoculars or any telescope, though you will get a closer view with them. But just with the naked eye, they rise around by 8 o'clock they'll be high enough up and you'll see them for the rest of the evening. There's diagrams of everything in Astronomy Island magazine.
And we're going to talk about just quickly about Mercury and the Christmas lecture. So Mercury is making one of its best appearances this weekend, yet fewer than 1% of people have ever seen it. How can early risers spot it in the southeast between 7 and 7.30 a.m.?
Well, that's the time you need to be out looking, just as the sky is brightening, low down, where the sun is about to rise, a little bit to the right of that spot. If you see a reasonably bright star with the naked eye, that's the planet Mercury. It's really only visible for a few days either side of the 6th of December. So if you're getting up early at that time in the morning, check the sky. There'll be another chance next spring.
Okay, and very briefly, 30 seconds, tell us about the Christmas lecture, David.
Yeah, this is a big one. Our Christmas lecture this year is going to be one we're going to talk about forever because it's all about using your smartphone for astronomy. People don't realize that they're carrying around a powerful astronomical camera in their pocket. With just a few settings, you can shoot stars, the Milky Way, auroras and everything, fainter than your eye can see, with even the cheapest smartphone. And that's what our public lecture, it's online, so everybody in the country can watch. Next Monday, 7 o'clock, tickets are on the website, astronomy.ie. That is one not to miss.
Okay, and we'll talk about it again next Monday. That we'll go into more detail next Monday. Okay, David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, thanks as always for guiding us through the incredibly busy week in the heavens. Don't forget, listeners, the supermoon, the Mercury at dawn, and that stunning Jupiter-Moon pairing are all happening in the days ahead. And if you want to learn to photograph the night sky with just your phone, visit astronomy.ie for the Christmas lecture and more. Stay with us. And that's it. Thanks, David. Appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Okay, and that brings us to the end of this evening's program.